It was a real groundbreaker in terms of puppetry, I think, in two ways. Both the technical expertise that the Handspring team used in creating these puppets, so that's Basil Jones and Adrian Kohler, who the designers and makers of these puppets, really achieving things that I don't think have been seen before.
He's quite a horse, Albert, but for now his place is with the army.
Joey himself must have gone through years of design to get to this incredible puppet that we've just seen today.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a couple of years development there, and then the actual practical work of workshopping and trying that puppet out. Just to build the puppet and design it took a whole load of work down at the Cape Town workshop of Handspring Puppet Company. But then they got into the workshops at the National Theatre Studio here in the UK, and there was further work. How can we make this really feel like it's a living horse? And that was a technique that was really refined and developed with that first initial company, which we still use today when I work with new puppeteers on the show. It's exactly the same principles we explore, the exercises we've had handed down from puppet director to puppet director, but it's been really refined.
Because it's not only learning the lines and learning the story, they need to be a horse.
Some of the guys start out and they get into horse and they're in that puppet, and it's 10 minutes later they are really in a lot of agony, their muscles are burning and aching. It's a really strenuous activity, and it works muscles that you wouldn't normally use in most other physical activity, so you start to get these real sort of burns where you're not used to the lactic acid building up in that way. And gradually, over the period of rehearsals, they start to get in for longer periods of time. They start to be able to take the weight of a rider. They can do more vigorous actions. They can hold more difficult positions for longer. And so gradually it goes from something that looks really quite awkward, you know, when we first get in, looks pretty terrible at first, but very soon after that, it starts to develop. And a few weeks later, they've really built that strength up.
There's just that magic, isn't it, when Joey comes to life. That's what they do. They bring him to life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that happens within about 3 seconds when they jump into the puppet. They get in there, and within moments they're articulating him, moving him, getting acquainted back in puppet. Happens very quickly. They work really hard at that. Their communication as puppeteers, as a team, is really important. There's a huge amount of communication as they're learning. Once they've done that, they then need to be silent when they're in horse. The only way they can communicate is through their own movements or through breath as well. And that's something that they use to communicate with each other.
And we're talking about him as a living being.
When you sort of first start working with the puppet, you talk about the puppet and you talk about doing things to the puppet. And then after a while, you start to talk about Joey, the character. So your whole language shifts as you work with the puppet. Actually, in a way, I think there's something quite beautiful about that. We're just talking about him as a character, and that means we can constantly think about where he's looking at the world from. What is it like to be Joey, and the experience that he, as a horse, has? That's how we can really connect with how he's feeling, and hopefully that's how then the puppeteers can work with that specific idea of how he needs to reflect that in his behaviour.